This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about an hour left. Great show so far. If you didn't hear it in the 8 o'clock hour, definitely go back and listen to it on the podcast. Go to our website, paulparent.com, right on the top. Click listen live / podcast right there and listen to the 8 o'clock hour. We did about 45 minutes with Karen from Natural Alternative this week because it was such important information to get ready for the spring when it comes to your lawn. And knowing this information is huge. Knowing it is everything you need to get started. So go back and listen to it if you haven't. Awesome information. I appreciate Karen, as always, coming out. It's always such a great time to hear this information. And we got to talk about soil samples, one of my favorite things out there. Great information again. But I'm getting excited for spring. The cold temperatures this morning didn't help. But looking at the long-term forecast, the next 10 days, we're going to get some warm-ups out there. I am looking forward to that so much. I just can't wait for the warm weather. So definitely get excited. We're going to have some warm weather midweek this week and midweek next week. You can get out there and do some of those, the cleanups, right? A little bit of that cleanup that you didn't get before, right? Some of that cleanup that you didn't get to do in the fall. Now, you might have gotten it done, and some of the things, some of the leaves fell afterwards, or, there's sticks, there's debris on the yard. Let's get those up, right? Let's get those done now so that we don't have to worry about it when spring hits. As we said when we were talking with Karen in regards to, the cleanup of the debris, what it does for you is, with it, when it's left there, if it's leaves, sticks, I mean, it could be kids' toys, it could be lawn chairs, whichever. This will start to inhibit new growth and actually eventually create bare spots. And that's what we're thriving not to have, right? A lot of New England area, not all, but, some of it had a ton of rain this past year. So we're going into the spring thinking I'm not going to have to reseed because my lawn had so much water, it was perfect. Well, it can be the opposite if you leave the leaves on the lawn part, leave all the debris. You got to clean it up and get it moved off of the area. Now, I'm not talking about removing the leaves from the perennial beds, your shrub, your vegetable gardens, any of those. I'm not talking about removing it from there. I want you to leave those leaves. And we're going to leave those leaves until May, if possible, right? The longer you leave them, the better it is for the pollinators, for the natural insects in the area. It's better for that. I'm just talking about the lawn itself. And we're just talking about getting rid of the leaves there, the debris, the sticks, everything. So that that airflow, that sun, as it goes higher into the sky, can get to the lawn and keep it green this spring. Because if you did all this work last year and you just leave all that stuff out, it's going to affect what you did right this spring. So something to keep in mind, right? Do some cleanup while you can this week. But leave the leaves in the veggie garden, your perennial beds, your shrubs. Leave them there. Okay? Don't move them. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pamela's in New Bedford.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've been planting larkspur. I've had larkspur in my garden for the past 5 years, and I've had it in the same spot each year. You know, it reseeds itself. But this year it didn't, it wasn't as prolific reseeding itself. So I bought larkspur seeds. I wasn't sure whether if I planted larkspur in the early spring, would it bloom that summer? In the past, the seeds have, you know, dropped from the plant and have grown a few inches in the fall and have lasted all winter and then bloomed in the following spring.
Yep.
But the seeds didn't take this year. I wonder if it's because they were grown in the same place for too many years. How can I have larkspur blooming this summer?
Okay. Well, so a couple things. You know, you said, you know, you've been planting them, that you've had them there for 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, just over time, some of them die out and it's just less reseeding. So the idea that I, you know, would look at is maybe every 2 to 3 years, and it could be on the 3 to 4 year, depending upon, but adding more new seed to fill in some of the bare spots that might happen, because they don't always come back every single year. And that's the same with any type of plant that seeds itself, right? It just happens. You know, if you look at bulbs, right, as an example, and they're not seeding, but as they, you know, you can leave them in there, but the first couple of years, they're very thick and very beautiful, and then they start to thin out a little bit. It's the same type of thing here. So every 2 to 3, you know, 3 to 4 years, I want to see you add some new seed. Now, if you want the, you know, summer bloom, you need to do it in the early spring. So early as possible, right?
So before, in other words, before the last frost.
Around, yeah, right. And you're down, you know, towards the Cape area. You're going to have a earlier last frost than I would up here, right? So you're probably close to the beginning of May, right? You could also start them indoors.
Oh.
Right? You could start some of those, you know, 5 to 7 weeks prior to planting outdoors. But that's a lot of work. We're looking to use that. It's just regerminating and just reseeding itself. So it's closer to that point. Now, if you were to plant these in the fall, that's why they bloom the next spring, because it's just growing, and then the next year they're going to be doing it. But if you do it early enough in the spring, you could get a summer bloom.
Oh,
right.
Could get, most likely
you're going to get it. But here's the thing. We want the soil temperatures to be above 55 degrees. So if you were listening earlier when we were talking with Karen, she had a great point when it came to how to know that the soil temperatures are reaching about 55 degrees or warmer without, you know, doing a lot of research.
I couldn't listen. What did
That's
she
okay.
say?
So she had said when the temperatures outdoors are 65 degrees or warmer for 3 to 4 consecutive days, you can kind of see that the soil is warming up enough to be about 55 degrees. Now, if we have some huge fluctuations overnight, right, where if it's 65 degrees in the day and then it's 30 at night, it's gonna be a little bit more than 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good sign to look at and say, oh, yeah, okay, my soil is going to warm up enough. And that means you can put those seeds out there and get them going. Okay. And one thing you could do if you're worried about, you know, a frost, maybe it's put a layer of like salt marsh hay or like a pine straw or something like that right over the top of them before they, you know, germinate. So it keeps that soil temperature the right temperature throughout that process. So it could definitely be done. And I just think, you know, it's every 3 years or so adding some new seeds just to refresh it and make it a little bit thicker. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Pamela, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about a half hour left in the show, just about. We're trying to do everything we can to help you all out, as always. Hope we can do that for you guys. Had some great questions so far. excuse me. One of the things I just, as a reminder for everyone, is, you know, some of you might be on a week delay, right? If you're on the week delay, it's okay. We're still live. So call us, and then we will, you know, you'll be on the air the next week, and you can hear us then. So it's just something to think about. Otherwise, I do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Milford.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I just wanted to talk about soil samples, and then
sure.
I have a couple of quick questions.
Yeah.
So, I was back on, you and Karen talked about my soil sample at the top of the last hour.
Perfect.
And, you know, for years, my wife and I have listened to your dad and listened to you, and both of you have talked about soil samples, and Karen's got on the phone, and then before Karen, you know, it was Victoria, and I never did it. And then 4 years ago, I just, you know, I did my first sample, and I could see the phosphorus, you know, was high, and I have, the last 4 years, have done it. And now I can actually see, like, oh, the problem started 4 years ago, and then the phosphorus went up even higher and then even higher. And then last year in January, you know, you gave me suggestions, and Victoria from a Natural Alternative gave me suggestions, and it really worked. I mean, the phosphorus was cut in half. So I just, you know, for anyone out there that hasn't done the soil samples, you know, you've made me a true believer in this, because I can actually see what's happening, you know, in the soil. And, you know, and then with the numbers, like Victoria sends me a whole letter with all the different things that are going on and what products to use. And I usually call you up and you give me advice. So for anyone that's never done it, boy, I'm really glad I'm really glad you encourage people to do it, because now I can understand what's going on, and I can put products down and see that it's actually working. So I just wanted to,
I appreciate
what you were saying.
I appreciate that, and it's Karen, when she sent me the sample, said I believe this is one of your listeners. I knew the name. I looked at it. I was like, I've talked to Paul a few times. I appreciate you calling and saying that, because it's one thing for me to say it, but when you start seeing the results, and it's not just seeing the results on paper, it's seeing the results in front of you of what you can do and how you can get it there. At the end of the day, what it really does is it saves you money later.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not trying to just throw things at a problem. You see the problem, you figure it out, and then you maintain from there. And it's just so important to do these types of things. And as Karen says every time, it's like blood work. We all get blood work done to see what's going on. This is the same thing for the soil. Because the soil can't talk. It can't tell you I don't feel good. Right? You can see things, but having this is super important. So I appreciate you saying those things. It means a lot to have somebody say, hey, this does work. Now,
go ahead.
I know you have some other questions. We got plenty of time, so if you want to ask those questions, we're going to hit up a break, but we're going to have you stay on to the other side too. So
that's good. The questions are quick. One other thing about the soil sample too is that the yard is different in different areas. So I'm looking at what Victoria sent me last month, and she's recommending different things for the front yard and different things for the backyard because the samples are different, which you wouldn't automatically, and if I didn't do the samples, I would have just put the same thing down everywhere.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have thought to do something different. But anyway, the questions, over the years, you talk about, well, the soil temperature here and the soil temperature there.
Yep.
And you also talk about, well, the long-range weather looks like. And I'm wondering, what websites are you going to for soil temperature and also for, what do you look at for weather?
All right, so simple one, and I'll repeat it on the other side of the break because. But the website I go to for soil temperatures is greencastonline.com. Okay, so greencastonline.com. I put in my zip code, and it tells me some average for the past couple weeks. Anyway, I got to take a break. Let's talk a little bit more about it on the other side. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
Donald Trump wins the South Carolina primary, defeating Nikki Haley in her home state. The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday. We're leading 91-7.
Now, Haley's saying she is staying in the race and heading to Michigan. The primary there is Tuesday, and then the following week is Super Tuesday.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Paul, and he had a number of questions. The first one was about where I get my soil temperature information. And so that website, again, is green, like the color, castonline.com. Now, the easiest way to get to it is there, right at the top, is there's a site search. You just type in soil temp. You click on it, and it'll bring you to this soil temperature, the average soil temperature. And it's going to give you a current soil temp. It's going to give you a 24-hour average. It's going to give you a 5-day average. It's also has a graph going along from, so today it is a full month. So the 26th of January it shows me till today, the 25th of February. And it has three bars on it. One is this year, current, and the temperatures that it was at. One is a 5-year average, and one is a 10-year average. Right? So if you were to look at it today, and I'm using where I am in Chelmsford, Mass. Today's temperature currently, at one point this morning before, at one point this morning was 31 degrees in the soil. The 5-year average is actually 33.2, but the 10-year average is showing that it's 36.3. So for the past 10 years, we've had warmer than this soil temperatures at this time. So basically what it's doing is just kind of showing me just where the levels are and how it's starting to warm up and where it's getting to. And that helps me be able to tell you guys, hey, the crabgrass could be coming soon. Because crabgrass is a big thing after 55-degree soil temperatures for 3 to 4 consistent days. It's when we can start growing outside. So I found this website. I think it's one of the best to help out this time of year. That's the website for that. Now, when it comes to weather, to be honest, I have found, AccuWeather is the one that I follow the most. I find that it updates more often than some of the others. It kind of just, it gives you the
to the second. The one thing I always like is the, you know, I've used this multiple times, is like the precipitation. It'll tell you, like, in 4 hours, are you going to get rain or not? You know, I've used that before, especially when it comes to, you know, working in a garden center, looking at it and saying, all right, it's telling me that I have about 4 hours before it's going to rain. Well, let's get these outdoor projects done now, and let's get the indoor projects done later.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always found that that is a great website to look at. You could also look at NOAA, so NOAA.gov. That's a great website, but it's just so much to it that it just almost, you look at it and your head just starts spinning, right? But I use AccuWeather all the time, and you can change right to your location. I just have it on the app on the phone, and I found that it works really well. You know, I also, I'm not going to lie, I follow probably 4 or 5 different weather sites on Facebook. Just seeing what they have to say.
Yeah.
You know, my wife thinks I'm crazy because I'm always looking at the weather, but it's like, I want to know what's going on outside. I want to know where we're at for the garden. And you kind of get the law of averages, right?
Yeah.
But the soil temperature one is specific readings from those areas. So it's accurate. So that's why I follow that so much to the T, and I talk about it so often.
Great. Well, all of that is really helpful, and especially the soil temperature, as you're saying. You know, Karen was talking about when to apply the crabgrass preventer. I'm like, oh, I need to figure out, you know, what the soil temperature is in my area. So, so thank you for that. I appreciate all of that, and
for
everything that you do. Really love your show. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. It's great to have you talk about that soil sample as well earlier. It just shows we're doing something right. So I appreciate that.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about, give or take 20 minutes or so left in the show, and we're here to help you out. We're back next week, as always. For those of you who are listening to us on the tape delay, call us, right? If you hear us on the radio, that means it's taped previously, but we're still live, right? So there's some stations on the Cape that are hearing on a week delay. I'm on the air that previous week that you're hearing it. And so call, and you'll just be able to listen to it next week. You'll get some time. You'll say, all right, I knew exactly about what time it was on. This is what I'm going to do. In the meantime, if you want, call those stations around there and say, hey, can we get it back to live? Because coming up, we're getting into that spring season where you're going to want to know typical things. And as Paul and I were just talking, I talk a lot about the weather. I talk a lot about soil temperatures because it's so important. It's those little extra details that get us to be ahead of everyone else or get ahead of the garden. Because when we know the soil temperature, we know, okay, crabgrass is going to get started. I need to make sure I put my crabgrass preventer. Or temperatures are 55 degrees in the soil, I can start some of those cold crops out there. Because I know it's going to be okay, right? We know the temperatures. We know the rain that's coming. We know the snow that might be coming. We look at all those things and say, let's get ahead of it. Let's think ahead. And that's what I love to do. I love to just be able to find that information and say, hey, let's get on this. Let's get this done. So that's why I talk about it so much. And sometimes it's very timely information. So that's why I say, hey, call them up down there and say, hey, can we get back to live? You know, we know there's ways to do it. Let's get back to live so we can be able to hear it in real time here. Now, again, phone number is 855-660-4261. And appreciate all the calls today. You know, I've said it a few times, but I always find something in every conversation that I have with Karen that is like, oh, I didn't even think of putting it that way. And that figuring out your soil temperatures at a 4-inch depth of knowing that it needs to hit 55, but hearing you say, that typically when the outdoor temperatures are 65 degrees for 3 to 4 days consecutively, that's when crabgrass starts to germinate, because we know that the soil temperatures are warm enough. Because who has time, other than myself, who's doing the research for the shows, to look at those soil temperature maps? Well, that's an easy way to do it. And then another thing, you know, and I knew this, but just as a reminder, when we go out that first mow this year, you're going to want to get out there and, I'm going to mow this thing, and I have some leaves on there, I'm going to mow them down. Well, you don't mow it to scalp the lawn. Mow it high. Bring it up high. You can still get all those leaves, but it's going to help keep that canopy, those grass canopy, over the rest of it, so that it's going to protect them from, you know, some of the weeds growing in that area. It's a nice thing to think about. It's an easy thing where normally we just get out there, let's mow, let's go, right? Let's get it done. Think about it before you do it. Just think about it. Now, I mentioned a few times, because the temperatures are warming outside. The sun is getting higher in the sky. It's rising earlier. It's setting later. Our houseplants indoors are starting to wake up a little bit more. Now, I have always been a firm believer that you don't water or fertilize as much during the winter months. You know, December, January, February, and some into March. But we're getting to that point where the sun being higher, it being warmer outside, so the house warms up a little bit, our plants indoors are starting to wake up. Now, they not necessarily were, you know, didn't look like anything during the winter, but they were a little bit dormant. They didn't need as much water. They didn't need fertilizer. Well, we can start getting that done. Start looking at watering our plants, giving them some protolizer. Protolizer once a month right now, right? Watering them a little bit more often, because if it's in a sunny window, it's getting sun for at least an hour more now than it was, you know, a few weeks ago. And every day we're getting more sun, which means your plants are exposed a little bit more, and so they're going to dry out a little bit quicker. So we're going to start to water more often. We're also going to start to check on our plants a little more than every other week. Maybe it's every week. Maybe it's every few days. Those are all things that you should be thinking about now, because it's changed over this winter time, because we're getting closer to spring. We still want to keep the humidity levels going. Plants love humidity. I mean, I actually signed up for a seminar this past week. Now, I was on vacation. I knew it was the next day that I got home. But there was a seminar through one of the websites I look at. It's called The Sill, right? It's an online website where you can buy plants, but it's got tons of information. And I saw there was a seminar that was coming, right? I knew that there was one on diagnosing diseases in plants. And it was awesome to just start watching, because as I'm watching it, a lot of the things that I talk to you guys about all the time was the same. Right? It was the same information. Now, it was free to anybody. This wasn't because I, you know, work in the garden center industry. This was because they have this information, and they want people to get to it. But a lot of these things that we talk about, you know, for the guidelines to diagnosing, where these are the main things that it could be: provides poor light, low humidity, poor air circulation, hot or cold drafts, poor soil aeration, and susceptible to a variety of ailments. A lot of those things are everything we talk about. But it was a good refresher. But this website has it for everyone. You can actually look at any of the different seminars, and they're free. I thought it was amazing, And what they also do is after the fact, they send you the PowerPoint and the presentation if it's recorded, which I think is good because I can go back and look at some things. And as always, life happens. You do a few things. You don't hear the whole thing. And you go back and you're like, oh, yeah. So just want to just throw that out there. The website for that is, the company is The Sill, right? And it's thesill.com. So Sill is S-I-L-L. So thesill.com. Go to their website. Tons of information there. I'm not telling you to buy stuff from there. I'm just telling you the information that they give out for free. Amazing. Anyways, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to wrap up the show and put a bow on it and send it to the next week. So we'll be back in a few minutes. See you in a few.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And great show, as always. Appreciate everybody calling in and everybody listening. We'll be back next week, as always. I was on vacation last week, so I'm back. You know, got excited being down in Florida where it was warm. Saw a lot of things blooming, right? There was geraniums everywhere. Geraniums around New England is a May thing outdoors. These were outdoors planted in mass. It's just so amazing to watch what they do down there and how they take care of their plants and just, you know, just constantly cleaning, constantly doing that type of thing. So it was awesome just to see those. Got me ready for spring, right? Just got me excited. The only downfall is I came home and I wasn't in shorts any longer. Yeah, it was a lot colder. I can only imagine how people felt down there, because there were days when we were down there, it was in the 50s. I was in shorts and everybody's in sweatshirts and jeans, everything. I was like, I'm taking advantage of this no matter what. So, getting excited. The weather's looking good. It's going on the up and up the next few weeks. So let's get out and do some cleanups. You know, don't clean the gardens yet, the garden aspect of it. Just clean the lawn up from debris, etc. You know, we'll talk about it in depth every week until it comes time. But leaving the leaves in the perennial beds in your shrub and tree beds, your vegetable gardens, is very important to do at this point in time. Leave it, because it's going to help keep those pollinators in place where they've been living all winter. The beneficial insects that live there, it'll keep them going.
It'll keep our plants ready because those pollinators are going to have time to develop. We know up here in New England, we can't put plants out usually until the last frost date, right? And the last frost date is about May 15th where I am. If I can't put anything out there, do I think the pollinators can just be exposed by moving all the leaves? No, not at all. So I don't want to move those yet. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to start mulching early and getting those things done. But if you can wait, and you know that you can wait a little bit longer and get it to the point where everything outside is now awake, then you can move the leaves. Wait to mulch until May. I know some of you have to get it done because you're on a schedule and this is what it is. I get it, 100%. But if you left the leaves, removing them too early, you shouldn't have left them anyways. Because the insects are living in there, the pollinators are living in there, and that's the way we continue to have more pollinators. It's not just by planting the pollinator plants. That's great. You know, you can't get the pollinators if they don't have the plants there. But if you don't protect the pollinators throughout the winter, they're not going to be able to overwinter in that area to be able to pollinate the pollinator plants that you planted for them. Say that five times fast. The fact of the matter is protecting the pollinators isn't a one-season thing. It's an all-year-round project. You're not doing everything all year round, but you're doing something for each season to make sure those pollinators come back to us. So when you hear everybody talking about saving the pollinators, that's a year-round process. It's not just about planting pollinators. That's a huge thing for it. We want to bring them to our garden and welcome them. But what can we do for the pollinators afterwards? Continue to take care of the pollinators throughout the season. I think that gets lost in a lot of these, the talks that people have about saving the pollinators, saving the bees, saving all of this. It's a year-round process. It's not just what you can do in the spring. So remember that. Now that's going to do it. We're wrapping up the show. There's about 30 seconds left here. I appreciate everyone who called. I'll say a couple things before I head out. My middle daughter, Ella, turned 6 on Friday. It was her birthday, so happy birthday to you. It's an amazing couple week and a half of spending a birthday week. Also want to say happy birthday to my brother-in-law today. Lots of birthdays. Anyways, till next week, get out there, maybe in there and plant something. Be good to each other. We'll talk at you next week. We'll see you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.